And in the last section of questions we've had are around specific course-related queries. And the first one is, are you still running animal care and vet nursing apprenticeships?
We won't be running the vet nursing apprenticeships next year. We had some staff illness in the area and as yet haven't managed to get another vet nursing teacher. So we've made the decision to actually delay that course, possibly for at least 12 months. To make sure that we can do it properly. So there won't be any vet nursing apprenticeships offered. If anybody wants advice about where to go, we are working closely with some other local colleges that do run it.
Okay. In light of coronavirus, what will happen with the work placements for apprenticeships in September?
Some apprenticeships are still going and in some areas. And again, those will all have to adapt to whatever government guidelines happen. There is a feeling nationally that there may be less apprenticeships available in September. And so what we're looking at the moment is if we can do some kind of getting ready for apprenticeship type courses, where as soon as vacancies come in, people who are interested and on these courses, we'd be able to put them forward for interview and source apprenticeships as quickly as we can.
Okay. If I can't get a guaranteed placement for my apprenticeship due to coronavirus, will the college still offer me a place?
Yes, we will. And as I said, we're actually working on ways to do that to make sure that you get the apprenticeship as soon as you can, but that you've got something to do in between times that will be useful and prepare you well for that.
What are the entry requirements for the HNC business?
The entry requirements generally are a level 3 qualification, but that's not always the case if you've been in business for 20 years and got various other business qualifications. So I think really it is about actually giving the college a ring, finding out what you've done before, what your prior experience is, and then we will be able to recommend based on that.
What am I going to do for public services?
Public services course offers a range of opportunities. So there are practical units on that where you'd be going on hikes and other energetic activities, outdoor activities. There's coursework also looking at the whole range of emergency and military services that you might be going into. There's units on there touching on legal things for those people interested in policing. So there are a range of things on a public services course, both practical and theoretical. And again, if you wanted some more specific advice or a more specific lowdown on the subject, if you contact admissions, I'm sure somebody from the Public Services Department could get in contact and give you a list of units and some details.
And do you offer English and maths?
We do offer English and maths. We offer GCSE and A-level English and maths, but also functional skills, right from entry level through to level 2. So wherever you're coming into that, in terms of your English and maths abilities, we will be able to offer something for you.
What equipment do I need for level 3 theatrical makeup and how much is it?
So this was quite a technical one. And when these questions came through, I did look this one up. So this isn't off the top of my head. The equipment you need is there's a kit of the various makeup for £110 plus what they call a grimace kit. Which I guess is more specialist material, and that's £244. So the total would be £354.89, which sounds, which it is a lot of money, but please bear in mind we do have a learner support fund and we would go through with you various payment options for that.
And where can I buy the beauty therapy kit for September?
The beauty therapy kit for September, you will be sent all the details of that when you're enrolled on the course. And they actually give you the link then to buy whatever you need to buy.
If I want to do a chefing course, do I need to start at level 1?
Not necessarily, no. Many people go into the chefing course at level 2, the professional cookery. If you haven't got the grades for that though, or if you're not confident to go in at level 2, there is a level 1 course to prepare.
Okay. The next one is, what is the timetable for the DET part-time?
So the timetable would be one day per week plus time that you'd need to allocate to do your teaching practice alongside that. We haven't got the exact day for that programme yet, but as soon as we have, we'll make sure that's publicised and we can let you know individually.
Okay. And the last question, I was considering HND business as I have a level 3 in business too, but would like to do music, but don't have a music qualification. What are the entry requirements?
So the entry requirements for music, if you've got a level three qualification, you could certainly get onto a music qualification as long as you've got some kind of musical ability. So we would recommend that you do an audition for that. So again, if you got in touch and said that's what you wanted to study, we'd arrange for you to have an audition with a member of the music staff, and they would be able to advise you accordingly then as to level and what course.
Fantastic. And those are all the questions that were covered in the applicant offer that went out.